Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic Live around the world. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our program. Program where you can call in and pick your own subject. Hopefully, we'll have an engineer. And you know, it's you gotta keep it clean, all right? Don't, I know a lot of people are enraged over a lot of things, and especially when you're disabled, but we want to keep it clean. All right, Inner Sight, and talk about being enraged and angry. Met a nice lady today who is a friend of, oh, by the way, this show is dedicated to Milton and a day for Milton. May 19th at the Brewery Hall in Bellport, Long Island, 14 Station Road. The lady I met, a good friend of Michelle, who is the woman who lost Milton in the horrible tragedy of last summer. And you know, she right away saw my, I have a sign on my dog advertising the day for Milton. And she came up to me right away and said, I love Milton, you know, and don't worry, I'll be there, you know. And I'm going to make sure that everybody knows about it, you know. And then she added, they have to give her a dog. Now, that was the first indication that I've heard so far, and I think it's going to start something, you know, that people are outraged over, not only over what happened, but the fact that they're not servicing her, you know. So, you know, there's a definite psychology behind the day for Milton. We're not, those of us who are creating the day and who are putting it all together, who love Milton, we're not looking to go to a place to bash the schools or the trainer who did this. All right. But the underlying psychological effect is that people are going to be expressing themselves the way they feel, you know. And that's that. To me, that's part of the genius of Ira Tucker, who created this idea, A Day for Milton. And by the way, anybody out there from other cities, in the United States, if you'd like to do a day for Milton, we'd love to hear from you. You don't need any money. Nobody is being charged to come in to honor Milton. You know, everything thus far has been donated. All right. And we'd be happy to help you set up a day for Milton. We're going to be starting YouTube videos soon coming up, and you know, we're going to keep the whole thing going. It's a process. Spoke to another newspaper today who is considering posting our flyer for Milton with the date on it and the time and the place and all that. So people want to help. A lot of people want to be a part of this. Met a woman today with her dad with the cutest little puppy. Started talking, and they saw the sign. She immediately took a picture of Milton's sign, and the whole thing clicked, and she said, oh, I'm going to put this up all over. And, of course, I invited her. I said, come bring your puppy. What a beautiful, well-behaved puppy, too. stood right in front of my dog, and they were so peaceful together. So people are starting to pick up on this. The momentum is starting to move. And we haven't really done that much yet. You know, we're just little flickers here and there to get it going. So it's going to be a great, great day, May 19th, at the Brewing Hall in Bellport, Long Island, New York, a day for Milton from 11 to 2. And you'll be hearing about us. You'll be hearing about Milton. That's for sure. All right, open mic brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004, Big East. Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. We thank her for all her help. And adopt an Akita. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. All right. We're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Tom and Michelle own the place.
Hello, Frank.
Tom and
here.
Michelle, and that Shelby's Kitchen is right across the street from the Brewing Hall in Bellport.
Nice.
124 South Road, Bellport is the Shelby's Kitchen. 631-286-0444. Great food and a great place to get a feeling of Milton, with all the pictures and everything else up around Shelby's Kitchen. And I want to thank Mr. Brian Baker for donating the hall. And in there you will see Milton's paw prints and pictures of him and a great presence of a great dog who really was a soldier, a brave soldier in the line of duty. All right, so
sure.
Shelby's Kitchen, and let's see, what else we got? Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And any information you want about the day for Milton, just call. Leave a message, and we'll get back to you. All right, let's see. Brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. My buddy Fernandez, hoping he's going to come to the day for Milton and bring all his friends. All right, let's see. Fernandez, 631-445-3464. Mr. Fernandez, the Third Eye Insight. Learn how to protect yourself and stay in shape and have a good time. Now, don't forget, this coming Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. These are the channels in Manhattan. 1997, 35 Verizon Files, RCN 84. That's the Manhattan. And if you click online, you go to ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.com, Spirit Channel 3, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. I don't know if the new show will be on this week or next week. I'm waiting to hear about that. But either way, it's still Milton.
That's right.
It's still Milton's show, and you can get the whole story.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, we thank his neighbor over there, the Islip Cleaners, for helping Inner Sight. I want to thank Olga Murray, the town hall clerk, for helping Inner Sight, and all of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp. Another big believer in inner sight. You know, somebody said to me one time, I thought it was really weird and it made me laugh. He said, "I'm gonna get rid of that inner sight. I'm gonna report you. I'm gonna tell people not to, support your ideas." And my response was, "You can't get rid of inner sight. You know why?
That's true.
Because inner sight is inside of people. You can't get rid of that. That's inside of a person. That's the way people feel. You know, everything that we say and believe in, millions of people feel it the same way.
Yeah.
Because they live it.
Mm-hmm.
See? So how do you, you'll never get rid of inner sight. It'll always be there in some way or form.
In someone's heart,
It's the right way.
It is the right way. More than the right way. It makes me feel better that I'm helping somebody who really doesn't get that help from whomever they're going to. It makes me feel so much better that I'm helping them.
Well, it's not only that. We're teaching people. We're opening their eyes. We're saying things that later come true.
Mm-hmm.
How many times has that happened?
Oh, way too many.
You know? It always happens.
Yeah,
we talk about the nursing homes, how horrible they are, and what do you hear a month or two down the line? Another abuse story.
Exactly.
Look what you heard last night from Joe, all the abuse stuff.
Yeah.
You know? You talk about the service dog schools, how there should be a law, and what do you hear? Look at this horrible thing with Milton.
Mm-hmm.
All of what we have predicted and said.
And how many, how many times have we, you know, said, oh, this is going to happen, or that's going to happen, and then totally, almost identical, it comes. I can't say it is identical, but almost.
There's no preventative. There's no protection. There's no enforcement,
mm-hmm.
you know, on any of these things.
That's true.
Inner Sight, and brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, and medical. Speak with Gary on it. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. All right. You got the Able News?
Yes, I do. Hold on. Let me get to it.
All right. Let's run the Able News. Angela Melanie. Yeah.
I think that's it. I don't know why it's being...
Our good friend, and look for the flyer of Milton next month in Able News.
Yes, very much so.
10th of April in the information.
Oh,
all
come
right.
on, be nice to me. It's not coming up, Frank.
All right, so make it come
Also, we have Lorraine while I'm waiting for this to come up.
You got to make it come up.
I'm going to scream at it soon.
No, just keep
hitting it.
Hitting
That's
it,
what I keep doing.
It, whatever it is you do.
I hit a button, and the button's not working right now. Give me a second. I'm just going to get out of this screen and come back.
You
got to
keep trying it. Anyway.
Yeah, I am.
Inner Sight. In the meantime, we'll take a phone call and get Lorraine on the air.
Right. Okay.
Live on Inner Sight. Hello.
I can get her. I can't even get her. Let me get out of this whole browser, and I'll be back.
Can't you do anything right? Get out of here.
I don't know why I'm not able to do it, but I'm sorry.
I said, can't you do anything right? Get out of here. All right, Inner Sight. Open mic.
I'm helping you out right now.
And, you know, the program where you can talk about whatever you want. That's, of course, hopefully we'll get the phones going here.
Yeah, no, hang on. Let me just get her in. I'm gonna get her in, and then I'll try that other again. It came through what I did, so it's coming now better. Yeah, she's in.
Okay, there you go.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello, hi.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good evening, everyone. Hi, Susan. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Yes, I just want to let you know that Mike said he would be calling in. He would be on and he'd be listening.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's welcome anytime.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Open mic,
nice.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
He can talk about whatever he wants.
Right.
And
what's
yeah.
the beginning of
we're
his
making progress.
Phone? I'm sorry. I think it's a 212. Oh, it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it yet.
Okay.
I have another
He's
person
probably
waiting, but we'll move on to this person in a second.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not,
I'm not really
that number.
Sure. He probably calling from another number. I don't know.
Oh, let me give you the 979 is the area code. Do you know it?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, that
but maybe
it was the gentleman from last night. But I'm
oh.
I'm going to you know wait until
mm-hmm.
we have a
All
higher
right.
up here.
Okay.
He's the only one left on the board with the hand up. So Frank,
okay.
Good to you.
Inner sight, open mic. Keep it clean if you call in.
Mm-hmm.
Number here, 213-816-1650. And listening to the news tonight, I couldn't help thinking that, you know, they said there's a crisis in the banks, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, people, don't panic. Stay calm. Because if anything goes wrong with the banks, it's not our fault.
Nope.
The damn government. We don't know what the hell they're doing. You know? So if you don't get your money, you can't pay your bills, it's not your fault. The government has to back us, back it up, and make sure and that they even have insurance for these banks. So everybody needs
Sorry.
To stay cool and calm.
Yeah.
You know, this government doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
That's the truth.
They really have allowed things to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And part of it is because they're wasting money on stupid stuff.
Like nursing homes.
You know? And first on the list is the damn nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
And look at all the money they're wasting there.
Yeah, I know. A lot.
You know, and then sending money. All right, I could understand that they're trying to protect certain people in the war, and I think that's good. I agree
yeah.
with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the other money that they've wasted. You know,
mm-hmm.
what they should be doing instead of sending everybody money, they should be pressuring the governments of these countries to take care of their own people.
That's
There's
right.
ways to do that, you know.
Yes, there is.
It's called diplomatic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, instead
yep.
of sending all that money over to overseas where people could use help. You see, now if they didn't waste all that money going overseas and something happened to the bank. The banks, they'd have extra money to help people, wouldn't they?
That's right.
Yes, they would.
Yes, they would.
Common sense, world. The government has no damn ass common sense.
That's true. I got to say
uh-huh.
that.
A horse has more sense than
yes.
the government.
Yes,
you've heard of horse
true.
Sense.
Yes.
And it's so true, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the animals
like,
make more sense than the government.
Mm-hmm.
The animals don't
yeah.
waste like the government does. All right, that's the inner sight analogy of the bank situation. And
mm-hmm.
if you
yeah.
don't have any money, you don't have to worry about it, do you?
Nope.
I don't want to wait till that happens. Hey. I'm trying real hard not to
but
lose money. Oh,
I have a saying. I have a saying. They're ass backwards. That's
true. More than true. I like that.
That's crazy.
I always
say I mean,
that.
They can't even run the bank?
Yeah.
No,
no, they can't. They're so idiotic about that.
Stupid.
Not going to like what I say, but it's true.
It shows you they have all that money,
mm-hmm.
and yet they have no smarts.
Oh, geez. So true.
Yeah. Pathetic. Anyway, inner sight. Anybody else on the line?
We have a gentleman who's waiting to speak with us. So give me 1 second.
How do you know
it's
a gentleman?
Because I remember the number from last night. That's the only reason. Otherwise, I would say we have a caller. Right here, coming.
I say it's a caller until I find out. All right, inner sight. Hello.
They're not coming through again. What's going on with this?
Live on the air, if we can get you in here.
Yeah, right? It's really been bothering me right now.
Yeah, you got Lorraine in here. What'd you do to get Lorraine in here?
I just clicked on the thing. Now I have to move back out and come back in.
This caller.
That, yeah, I know. I'm doing it. Oh, he dropped? That's what happened to me.
All right.
No, he's still
call
there.
Back.
Okay. No, no, he's still there. Hold on.
Caller, if you can hear me.
No.
That's all your messages. Call back.
Yeah, I'm going to... Can you please call back? I'm so sorry. The man with the 979 number, please call back. I'm sorry.
All right. Inner sight, open mic.
Oh,
and, you know, I heard...
calling back.
I heard this on the news also that something with Google, you know, that there's been a lot of concern about mistakes and the information they're giving out, you know. See, you cannot depend solely on these things, you know. You've got to have, and this is why we say signage and script and everything that's there for everyone else should be there for everyone. Because you never know.
That's right.
You know, what if these damn phones go out? You're lost.
You're lost is right.
You know, especially if you're visually impaired.
Yes.
So that's what's wrong with the system. You know, they should have never gotten rid of the backup system.
No, they shouldn't.
A couple of weeks ago, I went to the bank
again. I'd like to let him through.
Don't interrupt me. A couple of weeks ago, I went to the bank,
yeah,
and the door was locked, you know, and they said their computers were down, you know, but they still had money in there. They couldn't give it. They couldn't deal with people. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Never burn your bridges like that, especially when you're dealing with people's lives.
Of course.
That's a serious mistake that I think that this country and other countries is making.
Yeah,
you should always keep an alternative way that you can fall back on. All right, we have a phone call?
Yes, we do. The same guy. And I was able to get...
Inner sight.
Okay,
hello.
Here he comes. Hello there.
Hello?
Yeah,
hi. How are you?
Yeah, I have two things. First, the thing on the bank, I heard news of the one in California. Everybody's going to get their money, but the investors are not going to get anything.
Yeah.
People, like, you have money in that bank, you're supposed to get every penny in that account back, but the people that invested in the bank, they're not going to get anything.
Yeah, because the banks are insured for the people.
Yeah, so, yeah, and then like your case, like I tell my dad, like, these people that come out of school, if they don't have a computer, they can't add, subtract, multiply in their head to save their life. I like these people I have fun with. I do it in my head quicker than they bring it up. Man, I'm done before they even bring the thing up.
That's right.
But but they told me that in school. But these people now, if the computer's not there, they can't add to save their life. It's sorry, sir, we can't help you.
There's no substitute for the human brain.
And everybody's depending on the computer, and your computer's broke. They just sit there academic, still get paid. We can't do nothing. Computer's out.
Yeah. It's like they become, all of a sudden, they become stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because they don't teach anything in school. Like when I was growing up, y'all growing up, they taught you how to add in your head, how to tell time with old clock.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. Everything's
on
the computer.
Have you noticed? Now, I've noticed this. Have you noticed that people were more clear-headed when they had to add it up themselves?
Yes.
I noticed back
then
a lot.
When we were growing up, they didn't have computers to do everything back then either.
That's right.
Which is very bad because now you lose that exercise of the brain that God wants you to have. He put it there
And people don't realize you don't use your brain. They did a study now. More people are going to get Alzheimer's because they say you don't use your brain.
Right.
More people are going to get Alzheimer's than they
ancient
now.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I have Alzheimer's.
And also the chemicals that they put in the food.
Right. Hey,
Lorraine, what did you say?
I have some information for Susan to look up when she has time.
Okay, thanks.
For y'all,
yes,
for insight. I found out the email information if you want to take it down and when you have time to look it up.
I'm not that quick, so hang on. I will take it down, but I'm not that quick. Just to let
you know. Hold it. Lorraine, did you have a comment?
No, I was just listening to what you were saying.
Oh.
Like, nobody knows how to use. Yeah, nobody knows how to use their brains anymore.
That's
true.
And what about spelling? They have to look up a word on the computer how to spell it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not saying you can't use a computer, you know.
Yeah.
But don't rely on it to the point where where you're not using what the good Lord gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I
have three computer programs that were told to me that had research that they were using for these particular phone applications, and both my mom and my dad, you know, passed away in nursing homes and had both dementia, both had them. So I am not good. Yes, it's a very bad outlook for me, but I'm not going to say that that's going to happen to me, because I've been taking certain natural things now that I could tell that they're going to be better, because I can't, you know, before I couldn't even think of the, you know, because I lost some of my memory skills and I couldn't think out loud mathematical equations. And I used to be able to, one time I did it, believe it or not, in a hospital surgery, I gave them the answer to the problem, that, and I was unconscious. I didn't remember any of it, but it came out of my mouth. Yeah, isn't that weird?
Well, have you noticed that these companies, like these big companies, are trying to sell and push off all these devices on people? Now, I got a new phone. You know, it's all right. I'm working with it. I got it because it's going to enable me to do YouTube for the day for Milton, you know. But you know what they're trying to do now? They contacted me, the phone company. They want to come in my house. Get this. They want to come in here and set up everything so that I don't have to turn things on myself and all that, everything with a stupid. I don't want that.
No.
I want to think on my feet, man.
That's right.
That's what's keeping me so damn young.
I agree.
There you go.
I'm not going to let them device my whole house. They're crazy. So you know what I said to them? I said, look, you want to help me? Come here and help me do YouTube and upload it. They wouldn't do that. See, they want to put the crap on you that they want.
I see.
Not what you need. You see the
difference?
That's
correct. Oh, I see the difference clearly.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, that's not for me.
No,
it's not for me. I'll tell you something. It's not my way at all. You know,
if
I got the phone. I'm using the phone, but they're not going to push me into oblivion with stupid buttons.
Exactly. Remember the clock I got? That was a timer, a cooking timer, and it was the same size as a regular standard clock. I was just amazed that they gave me something so ridiculous as that when I was working with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept it, and I wanted it as a trinket. Of course, I'll give it to somebody if somebody needs it. But I didn't need it. I didn't want
that? Who gave you a clock?
Helen Keller.
Oh.
Remember in the beginning?
Well, the organization, not Helen.
Commission
herself.
Called Helen Keller.
Helen Keller? Yeah, I have a lot of those.
Yeah.
timers and everything.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
one only. I haven't gotten more than one yet.
But I think I think it's gotten out of hand. And with all
yeah.
their stupid gadgets and computers, you know, they're big technological machines.
Mm-hmm.
The banks are still having trouble. You know what?
I
submit right here on InnerSight, right here to the world, that if we
yeah.
didn't have these computers and people had to do things in their heads, we wouldn't have this trouble with the banks.
Yeah, somewhat.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I believe.
Uh-huh.
That's what they used to do.
I believe we have to do that to keep our brain going. Because years ago we didn't have any of this, and we were you know, snapping up things and little things that the teachers used to teach us so we remember things, all of that. And we don't have that
yeah.
anymore. Everybody, okay, just get to the assigned computer, do your homework, and hand it in. I know from a young kid that I don't babysit, but he tells me about his schooling. And I'm like, you don't get a chance to even, well, we go to school all year long, but we don't get a chance to do, you know, what we need to do and learn things in our head. Yeah. I was
there's
like,
still
I'm,
some people who don't have a computer like me.
Right.
I got the phone now, but, you know,
yeah.
I don't have a computer and I don't want one.
Yeah.
They, with the kids, they have their assignments online now.
Yeah.
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 That,
and they
that's
use
another
computers
thing.
In the classroom, too, now. That's how they
that's
can.
No
they
good.
Don't. They don't
no
write
good,
on the chalkboard
man.
No more. Nope. They
yeah.
don't do the chalkboard
yeah.
no more. Mhm.
I don't agree with that.
You know
what part of that is? I'm going to tell you, and I don't care if the union doesn't like it. The teachers are damn ass lazy.
Oh, no.
They don't want to write on the board. They don't want to write have the kids write the homework or whatever and check it like they used to.
Yeah. They used to make sure you knew it.
Let me
tell you, when
you
had
the
homework,
kids were smarter then when they did that.
I know.
They were smarter and brighter.
You were.
Yes.
And that's what these, what I was trying to say, is that's what these computer programs teach you, that how to go back and memorize in the way you used to learn. And you learn by just
you don't
doing.
Need a computer for that.
No, they give you other advanced things on
pick
it.
Pick up
but
a book.
Yeah,
read
I don't have
from
one.
Read a book.
Yeah.
That's the oldest form of communication, one of the oldest
yes,
in
is.
The world. Read from
yeah.
a book. Why do you think God wrote the Bible? To put it in
so
a damn-ass machine
it.
And push buttons?
That's
hell
right.
No.
He wrote the Bible, people who read it.
Of course.
You know? And why do you think a lot of people in the Bible days lived to be 90 and 100 years old? Because they read
more
those squirrels.
That's right. They wrote the,
right.
they read the squirrels.
They wrote
yeah.
it and they read it.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their brains
and
were healthier.
That's right.
So, you know, I don't, I think
is there
stuff
anything not
hand,
made
man.
With, you know, food and stuff like, not right. food, I'm sorry, continue. I'm, don't hear
getting
that
out
well
of hand, these stupid computers, you know.
Yeah, they
I'm
can.
Not saying, you know, don't use them, get rid of them, no, but once or twice a week, you know, you don't need them.
Read a book, right, once or twice a week, at least read a book.
Sure.
But I find when I go to get a book, they have to, you know, tell me, oh, do you want this on the, I think the thing that we get is called Daisy Wheel or something like that. I'm not sure, honestly.
Well, I don't think it's an improvement. I think a lot of people are in a lot of trouble with these computers. I really believe that, you know. But anyway, that's how the world is operating, and you know, you gotta deal with it. You gotta get through it. Any other callers on the line?
No, we let the gentleman in, and I don't know if he wants to say more. I still have his light open.
I mean,
that,
yeah,
Mike?
I'm here.
Yeah,
yeah, it's me, Michael.
Yeah, Mike, how you doing?
Yep.
All right, how are you doing?
Did you ever straighten out that matter? You never called me back on it.
No, I'm still working on it. I found another number. Get this. They have another number, and I was arguing with the lady. I gave up on arguing with her. She thinks 516 is a Florida area code. That isn't. That's not Florida. That's in New York.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Unless these states are copying area codes from other states, I don't know. But the last time I checked, 516 is in New York, not in Florida.
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct.
Well, you know, if you need our help, just let me know, you know.
Okay, yeah. But does Susan want this information to look it up? I can give it
yeah,
to
yeah,
or
yeah.
Unless
you
Frank
can give
wants
it to me, and I'll, you know, see what
okay.
Frank and I think about it.
Okay. It's called Start Mail.
Start Mail?
S-T-A-R-T-M-A-I-L.
Oh, Smart
and they're running
Mail.
A program, yeah. It's encrypted mail, but yet it's a paid service. They're doing a special right now, $3 for a personal, and like businesses, $5.
What
yeah,
is that?
Even a what do you call nonprofit?
I guess you can check into it, but they give you a 7-day trial on it.
That's good.
And then the regular price is $5. And then the business is like $5.50, but it's 40% off now if you want to have
nice.
Time to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's encrypted, so.
Not bad.
Now, Mike,
thank
wait
you.
A minute. Let me talk to Mike. What is this
ahead.
You're talking about?
It's email because you say you didn't have an email service anymore.
Yeah, right. So how does it work? Does it work on the phone or how does it work?
It's an email through the computer. I don't know. That's why Susan can look into it. I heard about it.
Oh.
But it's encrypted email, but I don't know how it really works.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I got
to
find
but
out.
But you have to pay for it, but at least
yeah.
It's good. It's encrypted or people can't – you don't want them to read or listen to what you have to say, at least. That's good,
well,
I guess.
I don't have a computer, you know. I don't –
that's
I'm not
issue,
working
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
We need it for.
No, that's what I gave it to Susan. She can when she has time, she can look into it because I've heard of them. I know
if
I asked
you for the phone number, I couldn't hear it from you. So if there's any way I could grab that phone number again.
It's called Start Mail. Is the email.
Okay.
Start Mail.
Yeah, and as I tell you, they're doing a special for. I think it's $5. For like a business and three for personal, and then I think regular price is $5.50 and $5. But now they're doing a special for the spring.
Yeah, $5.50 and $5. Okay.
Yeah, that's the regular price, but now it's a 40% off for there, and you
oh,
get a 7-day
nice.
Trial. They're doing
that's
a 40%
nice.
Off sale.
We
are they in New
be...
York?
I don't know. It's okay.
We
got to
find out.
Yeah, we have
to Start Mail.
Because it's email.
Start
I guess you can
mail,
use
it
anywhere. That's the email service. And then if you want the search
yeah,
engine,
we'll
which
it
is
out.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the search engine is called a Start Page, but that's free. The search engine, it uses the Google search engine, but it don't put cookies or track you or nothing. But the search engine is free.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for checking that out.
Thank
we'll
you very much for looking
into see.
That.
You're welcome.
If it'll work, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Fine.
All right, open mic. Now, don't forget, tomorrow night's our nursing home show. And Thursday's show. Now, Thursday's program will fit right in with Milton. Mm-hmm. You know, don't forget May 19th, a day for Milton at the Brewing Hall, 14 Station Road, Bellport, New York, from 11 to 2. And Thursday's show will relate directly. You know, the title of Thursday's show is Everyone, Every School, Every Guide Dog School, where people don't believe we should have rights, should be immediately fired. Put better people in there. People want us to have rights. So we'll talk about that on Thursday, you know, because that reflects on the training and the accepting and non-accepting of people for dogs. If a school doesn't like your attitude, and I've seen this happen many a times, they don't like your attitude as a disabled person, they're not going to deal with you. You know, and they get away with it because there's no law. And in many, many cases, when you apply and then they find out later, you know, they don't like your attitude, they've already raised the money.
That's
they
true.
Keep the money.
That's true. Fine. What happened to Frank?
I don't know. Just
yeah.
disappeared.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what happened to me earlier. I got bumped off the board.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now
how
I don't see him at all.
How
Come
does
on.
That happen?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, what happened to Frank? He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He's not going to believe me. Well, we have Louis. Let's see. Louis would like to give us, you know, a little bit of his charm and actually tell us what's on Friday night. Here he comes,
okay.
Louis Rivera.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to call the phone company. I got a problem with the phone. It gets cut off with a busy signal.
Oh.
I've called them before.
I have Louis here.
And supposedly they fixed it, and the damn situation is back, you know. Anyway,
well,
that's Thursday's show. That's Thursday's show.
Right.
On the Service Dog School. Friday's the funnies. You know, we'll have fun with that Friday night. All right. Louis should be calling in tonight. Is
he
out?
He is. I told you he's on. He called already. His mic is open. He's ready for you.
Oh, all right. Hey, Louis, where are you?
Right here, Frank.
See?
I thought you were hiding.
Yeah,
I'm listening
to the pipe inside the phone through the inside telephony.
The pipes?
Yeah.
Hey, Louis, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, talk to me.
You know, did you ever talk on the phone with a rope and two tin cans?
Yeah, well, I can play it through the tulips and the mouth and right to the tin can.
Excuse me.
I can
Somebody's
hear it through
breathing
the
heavy in the phone. Please stop that or put yourself on mute.
Is that me?
No, it's not you. Yeah, go ahead, Lou. So you had two cans?
What?
With
what,
a rope?
Two cans?
Yeah,
something like that. I never tried it.
Yeah, I tried it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's up?
Hey, Frank.
What are we
going to
do Friday night?
Who's breathing on the phone, Frankie told
us? I don't know. Maybe it's an animal. I don't know.
No, I'm keeping my hands
An animal probably got onto inner sight. Who knows?
Yeah.
I just saw somebody munching on popcorn.
Yeah, you never know.
Blowing
All
bubbles
right.
in my glass with a straw.
Yep.
Bubbles from what?
Blowing bubbles in the soda.
Oh, soda.
What
are you drinking? Coca-Cola?
No, not now. I was drinking the zero sugar.
Oh, okay.
Oh. What is that?
Hey,
lemon
remember
and lime?
The time Hey, Frank, hold it. Hey, Frank, I remember that time I had a straw and with ice and I blow bubbles.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we used to have the... Yeah, we used to have the... Remember the little jar with the bubble blower and the...
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And you dip the thing in the jar and
right.
you blow it, you know, and it would come out all bubbles. Remember that?
Oh, it was fun.
Yep.
That
Very
was
good.
Fun, man. I liked that.
Yeah.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, Louis. How are you?
All right. Hello, Lorraine.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, I'm Louis Rivera from Blog Talk Radio on a Friday.
Say hello to Mike. Is Mike still there?
Yes. Mike hung up. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Yeah, that's Louis Rivera, the star of Friday night.
Yeah.
Yep.
He is.
So listen, Louis.
Hey,
Frank,
I miss Caroline. Remember Caroline used to call on the Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah. I haven't heard from her.
I miss her.
Yeah. So listen,
well, maybe
Louis,
we can get her to call back.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Are you going to chase a girl around the block on the Follies?
And I saw only Connie on public television, public access television on Saturday at 9 o'clock. No Chrissy, just Connie.
Oh, they're on Saturday
at
9 o'clock. All right.
Only Connie, no Chrissy.
Yeah, what happened to Chrissy?
Yeah, now Connie's got his own show about making a date with Connie. It's the name of the show.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
Connie looks
so
good.
We're on 9:30 Thursday night, 20.
Yeah.
Yep.
Inner
exactly.
Sight.
I have to send that out again
listen,
today.
You know, we got to get Connie on the show here, and you two can meet, you know, on the air, you know.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
It'd be nice. It'd be funny.
I missed that favorite show called Day and Night with Connie and Chris. I missed that show. Sorry, there'll be no more, and now we got Connie by herself.
Well, what kind of a show is she doing? Is she the same
about,
dating
about
thing?
About dating and love and everything.
Oh, okay.
So it's the same show.
Yeah.
Maybe the other one. Let me ask something. They keep a dating and they talk jokes and then kissy and hug, you know?
Yeah.
I'm getting it on.
Hey, Lou.
Yo,
let me ask you something. What's the Spanish tarantella? What is that?
Tarantella.
Yeah, tarantella.
I never heard of tarantella before.
Never heard
it with the Italian tarantella. It's a dance. You know how like
I
want to
know the Spanish one. I know what the Italian one is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're very similar in the beat and everything.
Don't need it. Oh shit.
You don't need it.
Anyway,
my favorite.
Yeah.
I used to watch on Telemundo in the '70s. Edie Chacon.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
I remember her.
What is that?
Edie Chacon is a female vocalist, Spanish singer, and TV variety show in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
She had her own show?
That's in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
Who was on? What? Did you have any guests on? Who did she have on?
I got Roberto Ruan, Apollo Sound, Pito Puente, Willie Colon, Heto Lavoe, and all that stuff.
Oh, nice.
Lisa Nazario, all those artists.
It must have been
a good show.
Must have been a great show, yeah.
She got big booty, they got big
hubba-hubba
and all that stuff.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, doesn't name have
big
the biggest?
Yeah, big booty and big titties, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what men look for.
No, but what's the name has the biggest, right? Lopez.
Yeah.
Oh, big boobs?
Yeah. Well, you know why? You know why she's married to a baseball player, don't you?
Yeah. Alex Rodriguez?
I don't know.
Yeah, because he can run fast.
Jennifer Lopez you're
That's
looking for?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yep.
She used to have a house out here on Long Island. I don't know if she still has it, but...
She's in the Bronx.
Oh, wow.
My...
You've been following her? No. I'm only teasing.
My son-in-law...
She's an actress and singer.
Yeah. My son-in-law put windows in her house.
Oh.
And
nice.
He had to sign a release that he wouldn't tell anybody where she lived. What the hell difference? Who cares, you know?
Right. Now that's funny.
I mean, you know, it's weird.
Yeah.
And Edie Chacon, she weighed about 215 pounds.
She got that
big.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah.
Yup.
Oh, she was a
big
girl.
She was a sweetheart, but like every man, she was the heartthrob of that time and that era before. I remember seeing her. Oh, yeah, she was a bombshell back then.
Yes, she was.
Back in the 70s, I started watching Edie Chacon on Telemundo or 47.
Yeah, Telemundo.
That's a good show. That's my time.
Hey, Lou, did I ever tell you the time when they wrote me up in El Denario?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tell me what it is.
In the Spanish paper, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
They did a write-up?
El Diario. Remember
I
that
heard
paper?
Of that paper. Hey, I remember
that's
that
the Spanish paper.
Paper,
yeah.
Yes, it is.
Is that paper still out?
I don't know. Still I think it's
still
out.
I know. Oh, I read Oi years ago.
Oh,
Oi
yeah.
is a Spanish paper. I used to read it back in the 90s to see what's happening in Latin music.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
I
didn't
female
care that I wasn't
Puerto
Spanish.
Rican
they
ladies.
Wrote me up anyway.
No,
I like those Puerto Rican ladies. They're really cool. They dance salsa, merengue, pachatera,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I like the flamenco female dancer.
All right. Tell us about Friday night. We're running out of time. Come on.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. Make sure you're turning Friday. We got to get the swab ready for Pat Cooper and Jerry Lewis for Friday, all right? Make sure you turn at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Friday night to Follicks on the Block Talk Radio from to 8 to 9. We're having a good time with the swab and Jerry Lewis, Pat Cooper. We got to put our glasses on. Make sure we go to the right bathroom.
And Louie's
going to
do the Spanish tarantella on the radio.
That's right.
Oh, no, I'm too shy. Frank, I'm too shy to do it. You got to help me. I'm too shy to do it. No.
I'll help you.
You know.
Hey, Lorraine, I'm too shy.
Now he's trying you, Lorraine.
Hey,
okay.
Louie.
Yeah.
Did you ever sing that? Louie, you ever sing that song, Ay, 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 Ay?
Canto a llorore, porque alegra, quiere ton lindo te corazones. Bésame mucho. Each time you blow me a bomb and you really divine.
You lay a bomb,
bésame.
I run like hell.
Bésame mucho. Throw me a kiss, I will get the swab.
Throw me a kiss
mine.
And I get out the mouthwash today.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to do a takeoff on that. You gave me a good idea.
Yeah,
that's right. I'll give you an idea, yeah.
Bésame mucho.
Hey, that's Suzanne, right. You're proud of me? I do the Friday Frolics. You're proud of me?
Oh, I'm always proud of you. Seriously.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear something funny? Somebody on the bus on the way home, I had to drop somebody off when we went into the studio and everything on the way home. So they dropped that person off. It turns out she knows what's the name of that person that we it's one of our.
Wow, yeah.
I lost my train of thought.
Go ahead.
All right, continue. Tell you later.
Wait, you didn't finish your story.
I know, but it was like I met somebody Devin Fernandez. I met somebody who was a real fan of Devin Fernandez, and when we mentioned it on the radio, she was real happy, you know, and she was telling us that, you know, maybe Devin should do more, you know, of his karate on, you know, on the internet and stuff like that. So I made my shoulder, we don't control what he's saying, but you could do anything.
All right, Devin Fernandez, the Third Eye Insight.
That's correct.
Hey, Lou, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll call you by Friday when I have my fun. I'll be ready.
All right.
Yeah,
Lou.
Be ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want you
I
to
love
do
you,
Suzanne,
my smiling heart.
Friday.
Aw.
All right.
Lou.
Louie Rivera, ladies
you.
And gentlemen. Hey, give Louie a big round of applause. Can we get a round of applause for Louie?
Wait a minute. Let me find the thing. By the time I get it, he'd be going off the line. Because I had
be
it
ready.
In my... Yeah,
you never know what's
going to
happen on Inner Sight.
Yeah, I know.
You always
I know.
Have...
I didn't
sometimes
have
he
it
asks
ready.
Me for music that I don't even know. Yeah.
All right. Ooh. It's going to be a delayed applaud, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
yes,
I'm going to get the darn zipper open. That's
hey,
okay,
Lou,
baby.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait, he's off. Hold on, let me make sure.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
all right, in a second.
Give him what you said, Frank. Now he'll respond.
All right.
Okay, Frank.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go
ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Lou.
Hey, Frank, I love you. Give me a round of applause on that Inside Block Talk Radio. Give him a round of applause for Louis Rivera.
Yeah, we're trying to get the applaud guy up.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the thing out of my bag.
Clap, 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 clap.
Yeah.
See what I mean about,
there you go.
See what I mean about these computers? Go. They're not reliable, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight.
Thank
thanks,
you, Louis.
Okay, thank you very much. I want to make that signing off, baby. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
Okay, Rafael,
right.
Baby. Let's go. Wolfman Jack on Block Talk Radio. Do take care.
All right.
You take care.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yay, you got your plug.
Here for Louis.
Mm-hmm. I put him on.
Here for Inner Sight. All right, how about a big round for a day for Milton? Come on, let's hear it.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
And that'll be May 19th at the Brewing Hall, Belport, New York, 14 Station Road,
mm-hmm.
from 11 to 2. And it's going to be a great, great day. It's going to be the greatest day for a dog ever.
Mm-hmm. True.
Right. It's shaping up. It's moving forward. It's people are. So far, everything has been donated. You know?
That's beautiful. Yeah.
And I think that's a
that
sign.
Is. Yeah.
You know that people.
That people
care,
are outraged.
That they,
yeah.
That they want to be part of it. Be part
mm-hmm.
of a day for Milton.
That's right.
So, May 19th. Don't forget, write it down on your calendar. You know.
I did already. I'm like, I put it in.
There.
I'm like, I'm going.
Well,
yeah.
I hope so.
Hey,
all
yeah,
right, Inner Sight. And let's see. Oh, All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the children who have perished at the hands of evildoers. Next month is the anniversary of Corey's death.
Oh,
yes.
So we will be doing our annual tribute to Corey.
I think he's 18. He was 18 on the 18th of April. I think that's what, or regular.
I don't know. We'll have
was,
to try to contact
yeah,
Sheila or Andre and
yeah.
see what's up. That's his parents. All right, anyway, Inner Sight, and don't forget tomorrow night, the Nursing Home Show, and tomorrow night, Manhattan
mm-hmm.
Neighborhood Network. If you're not in Manhattan, click it online, and 11 o'clock
it
tomorrow night,
Spirit Channel. Yep.
MNN.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Tomorrow night at 11, Inner Sight. We've got to send out a tweet on that.
Yes, we should.
All right. Thank you so much. I want to thank all our callers. Thank Louie. Thank Lorraine.
Thank you,
Frank.
Suzanne. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
And Michael and everybody. Tell your friends
thank
about
you.
Inner Sight. Let's get this thing really, let's get it really big so we can have a network show. And use the money to help people to change this system. That's what
that's
I would
right.
do with most of the money.
Yes,
change
I
the system.
With that.
So would I.
That's what has to be done. All right, goodbye,
okay.
world.
Bye.
Inner Sight.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner,
okay,
inner,
yeah.
inner. Give me more. Inner,
inner
sight.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Enjoy it.
Good night, sweetheart. You too.